Adnan mit Run Lucifer auf Flux FM am Mittwochnachmittag. Die junge Wahlberlinerin aus Göteborg spielt heute Abend auf dem Dach des Klunkerkranich und steht jetzt bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über ihre zweite LP Run Lucifer, die vor wenigen Wochen, nur ein knappes Jahr nach Veröffentlichung des 2014er Debüts erschien. Wir sprechen über die Vorteile von Berlin aus zu arbeiten. Wir reden über das Ende der Jugend als Inspirationsquelle und klären, ob Adnan Workaholic ist. Ich glaube nämlich schon. First of all, aber sage ich nochmal hello and welcome, Adna.
Hi.
How are you doing today? Everything all right?
Yeah, I'm very, very good. Thank you.
How cool. You? I'm totally fine. Thank cool. you. So, is everything prepared for tonight's show?
Yeah, I think so. Hope yeah? so.
Congratulations on your second LP. I've just mentioned it. Thank Run you. Lucifer. You've written and produced the record in less than a year, and you already had been fast with the first record yeah. that you put out, which was kind of like composed in a few days.
Yeah.
How did that mode of operation come up? Why do you work so fast? How did that come up?
I don't know. I just like feel the need of doing music, I guess. Mm-hmm. So it comes very natural. It's not that I'm like super stressed or anything. I just do it because I like it.
Mm. And I think it's an advantage, right? To keep on working on music without a pause, because at a certain point, you become something like a well-oiled machine, right? And writing yeah. a song is something that seems normal to you, so you don't have to stress yourself for it, right?
No, I'm not stressing it at all, actually. I'm just doing it. It comes very naturally.
Yeah, yeah. And I really think that's an important, important advantage in comparison to other musicians who really, if they get told that they have to write some new songs for the yeah. upcoming LP, they'll be totally freaking out,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
But if you do it every day and you just keep on writing, you eventually have enough material to do several LPs at one time or something.
Yeah, I guess.
And that's happening with you right now, because you've already written stuff for the third LP. That's what I've read, actually.
Yes, I'm finishing it.
Wow.
No.
Then you were recording, I think the first LP was produced and recorded in Sweden with Ida Redick and Samuel Lindberg,
yes.
But this time you were working on your own in your bedroom, right? Or who was with you?
Yeah, I recorded it in my bedroom mm-hmm. mostly, but I co-produced it with my friend Simon Hagström.
Oh, cool.
Who is a really great guy. So it's just been us, basically.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So you were basically recording everything that you needed for the LP, and then you kind of like mixed it together with him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
I like we kind of understand each other, so it's a good team.
Yeah, and I really think when you're working on music as a solo artist or mm-hmm. as an individual, it's kind of cool to have one other person that's not necessarily in the band but in your universe.
Yeah.
That is able to stop you at a certain point, right?
Yeah, definitely. Otherwise, it will be a bit too lonesome.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, not 2 years ago, but 1.5 years ago, you moved to Berlin.
Yeah.
And you were really creative since then. So, how important was moving to Berlin for you and your music?
It was very important, I think. I just felt like I had to leave Sweden just to develop like my own person
mm-hmm.
and the music and my own person. It kind of goes hands in hand, or mm-hmm. say we develop together, so yeah.
Adnan mit Livin, nochmal auf Flux FM, ein Auszug aus ihrer zweiten Platte Run Lucifer, die erschienen ist im März 2015. Heute Abend wird Adnan pünktlich erscheinen auf dem Dach des Klunkerkranich und da ein Live-Konzert spielen. Und zwar ganz alleine solo, wie es so ihre Art ist. Vorher quatschen wir aber noch ein bisschen miteinander, auch über den frühen Start in ihre Karriere. I've read that you composed your first songs and you put out your first songs when you were like 15, 16. That was the songs on the first EP,
yes.
Then the songs on the first LP were written when you were like 18, 19. Now you're 20, turning 21 soon. It must be, I mean, it's always weird as an artist to look back on the stuff that you've done a few years ago, but in your case, it must be even more strange, because I mean, you grow so much as a person yeah. from 17 to 21, right?
Yeah.
So how is looking back on your own stuff for you?
I'm not very proud of my first EP, but
You should be. I mean, everybody loves it. It has great music on there.
Thank you. But I mean, I'm proud of like that I was able to do that
yeah.
at the age of like, yeah, 16. Yeah. But yeah, I'm looking forward to develop even more.
Yeah, cool. But I think you really have to go back in time and make peace with your 16-year-old self, because she was a cool girl already. So don't be too hard on her. People always talk about the strength of the Swedish pop scene. And until now, I always thought it might be the inspiring landscape, you know, in Sweden. Or it might be the fact that Swedish musicians get support from the Swedish government. But now you're proof that none of that is true, because you don't have this beautiful surrounding anymore. You don't get funded by the Swedish government. I think you got some money for the first record, right?
Got scholarship from them just a few weeks ago.
Okay. So that still might be a reason. I like the way you explained the phenomena in another interview, because you said it's something like a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's just because everybody thinks that Swedish artists are big and then they're going to be successful. Yeah. And this kind of like fulfills itself because everybody accepts them to be successful.
Exactly.
So that's your theory?
Yeah, I think so. It still is.
Cool. So what's your live setup like? You're going to play live and solo tonight, right?
Yeah, I'm always solo. Mm-hmm. Tonight it's just acoustic. Otherwise I have some more like samplings and looping and synthesizers and lots of stuff.
Cool. So sometimes you perform with lots of little equipment thingies.
Yeah.
But today it's just going to be a guitar or a piano. What are you going to play with?
Yeah, me and a guitar for 45 minutes.
Oh, cool. That's going to be great. So as soon as you've finished your third LP, you got to come back and present it to us. That would be so nice.
Yeah, cool. I'd love to.
Yeah, and before that, we'll listen to another song of Run Lucifer. Wir hören jetzt und hier live aus den Flux FM Studios die wunderbare Adna und ihr Stückchen Beautiful Hell. Give me one more second, Adna, for the compression thingy here. Yes, I'm ready. There you go.
Multiplies in my veins and in my blood, and how it triggers itself in my thoughts. I wonder how I got. Can feel this much, how I got. Can feel as something this big, how it multiplies in my veins and in my blood, and how it triggers itself in my thoughts. Oh.
stadium applause for Adna. Thanks a lot for that beautiful performance. I wish you the best of luck for tonight's show. As soon as you finish the third LP, you come and visit us and tell us more about that. Thank you. Bye.